The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. And I welcome our listeners in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But it is also my privilege to welcome again the listeners on Faith Talk, 570, 910 AM and 102.1 FM in Tampa, Florida. It is a privilege to be able to fill in for Bill Bunkley today. We are simulcasting in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. And what a great, great honor and privilege to be able to host my program and to fill in for Bill Bunkley as well. Now, let me give you my telephone number. Those of you in Ohio, you're probably familiar with 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. But those of you listening on Faith Talk in Tampa, Florida, this is not the number you are accustomed to, but I assure you it works in Florida as well. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And I'm going to ask your opinion on something here in just a moment. So if you would, get your phone handy, because I would honestly love to hear your opinion about an Uber driver who was fired recently. Who was right? The Uber driver who got fired, or Uber who fired him? If you haven't heard this story, it's of great importance, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this. But first, before we get to this, we need to be praying for the folks down in Venezuela. There is extreme violence breaking out in Venezuela. Maduro is hanging on to power. The dictator, the brutal, socialistic, evil dictator Maduro, who is responsible for the murder of thousands and thousands of his own people, responsible for the economic downturn, the extreme economic and humanitarian crisis in Venezuela. The blame falls clearly at his feet. There is an opposition leader. His name is Guaido. Guaido, and he proclaimed himself as president a few months ago, if you're following the story at all. He proclaimed himself as the rightly elected president. He said that the election that proclaimed Maduro as president was completely illegitimate. And I think there is abundant evidence of that. Anyway, there's been unrest because people are starving to death. I mean, this is not an exaggeration. People are starving to death. And today, the opposition leader Guaido has encouraged the people of Venezuela to rise up in opposition to the government and to the military. And they're doing that by the thousands in the streets all over Venezuela, but particularly Caracas, the capital. And I'm watching live pictures, and there are thousands of people in the street. What really brought this to a head today? A viral video of a government vehicle, an armored vehicle. It wasn't a tank, but it was an armored vehicle that just plowed into a crowd of people and just drove over them. It's a terrible thing to see, terrible thing to watch, but it was caught on video, and that has been broadcast all over the world, but it's been broadcast all over Venezuela as well. And so people are rising up against their government. So far, the military, at least most of the military, is remaining loyal to the dictator, Maduro. That could change. That could change. Several years ago, I was in Romania, and it was not too long after the Ceausescu government fell in Romania. Ceausescu was a brutal dictator responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of his own people. And there were several minor uprisings, rebellions against the government, but they were quickly put down by the government, the military, by the soldiers. And, you know, they would just open fire. And it all came to a head in a town called Timișoara, up in the northern part of Romania. There was, of all things, a Baptist pastor who had been leading the opposition against Ceausescu. And the military, and I hope I'm remembering the details of this because it was several years ago, the military had surrounded his house, made him basically a prisoner in his house, and he was a very popular leader there in Timișoara. And while he was holed up in the house, protesters gathered in the center square of the city. And as is in the case in a lot of European cities, a cathedral, a church, is kind of the anchor for the city square. Well, that's true in Timișoara. And they were holding a rally in opposition to the government. And there were a group of children, a children's choir that gathered on the steps of the church. And they began singing, and the secret police, the government police, opened fire on the children and gunned them down right on the steps of the church. It was a horrific thing. And then the secret service, the secret police, actually took the bodies of the children and roped them to the pillars in front of the church and stood guard and would not allow the parents or anyone else to come and get the bodies of the children. Well, that caused, I believe it was the next day or a couple of days later, a huge outpouring of protest in the city square. Thousands of people from all over the country came to Timișoara to protest the government, to rise up against the government, the brutality of Ceausescu and so forth. And the military, not the secret police, but the military, the standard military, were ordered to go up on top of the buildings around this city square. And the commander of the military ordered the military to open fire on the thousands of people down in the city square. Well, these soldiers were ordered to open fire on their neighbors, their family, people they knew, and they wouldn't do it. And they lay down their weapons, and they refused the order of the general, and they laid down their weapons. And that started a rebellion within the military. That act of the military in Timișoara led to a massive revolt among the military. And again, if I remember correctly, within 4 days, Ceausescu and his wife were dead, and the rebellion had overthrown the government, and a democratically elected government came about. Because finally the military was pushed to the place where they could no longer kill their own people. I think there's a very good chance that that could happen in Venezuela today or tomorrow. That could happen. If so, the Maduro regime could be over very quickly. Of course, the military could stay true to Maduro and thousands of people could be killed. Some are suggesting a military intervention by the United States government. Well, there's a lot of difference of opinion about that, but the suffering in Venezuela is real. It is genuine. People are dying, not just from the rebellion, but from starvation. And we need to pray for the people of Venezuela and pray that this evil regime will be overthrown. All right, we need to take a break. Again, my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Uber. And I want to hear your thoughts.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, who was right? Well, I want to hear from you. If you haven't heard the story, it's about an Uber driver in New York State who was fired. Let me share with you quickly the story, and then you... I want you to call. Let's talk about it. Who was right? Uber, who fired him, or this man who stood for his convictions and as a result got fired? My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE. All right, New York Uber driver. When did this happen? Late March. Was called to pick up a 20-year-old college student in New York. She gets in the car. He greets her, and they begin talking. And she gives him an address. Okay? She says, I'm in college, and I don't have a car on campus because it's expensive. And so she called Uber. Well, she gives him, the driver, the address, and after about 5 minutes, the Uber driver asked the girl, the college girl, and I'm quoting, are we going to a Planned Parenthood clinic? The girl said, no. And she said no because they weren't, but she was going to an abortion clinic, not Planned Parenthood, and she was going for an abortion. The college student said that this set off alarms with the Uber driver. After a few more minutes, the driver asked, quote, are we going to an abortion clinic? According to the student's testimony, she says, the driver then said, hey, I know it's none of my business. But then he talked about his wife being pregnant, how awful the procedure was, abortion. Explained in graphic detail what abortion was all about. And then the driver said to the young girl, there is so much they don't tell you. You're going to regret this decision for the rest of your life. So in her testimony, she then says, we were about halfway to the destination when the driver stopped the car. There was a gas station and a closed antique store, and around us was farmland and forests. And suddenly he says, I'm sorry, but I can't take you the rest of the way. I can take you back to the campus, but you won't be able to find another Uber driver out here, out in the countryside. Well, she told him no, she didn't want to go back. She was determined to have an abortion. So at the gas station, she called a cab, a taxi. She says, quote, the Uber driver waited around for about 15 minutes, assuming I would change my mind. I insisted, however, I was fine and he should go back. And eventually, he left. Her taxi showed up. She made it to her appointment an hour late, and she had the abortion. After the abortion, she turned him into Uber. She accused him of not taking her to the agreed-upon destination. Said, quote, dropping someone off in the middle of nowhere threatens someone's safety, she said in her complaint to Uber. Well, as a result, Uber fired him. He is out of work. He has been fired. And then the story goes into the legal, things, because Uber drivers are not really employees. They're independent contractors, depending on, you know, how you interpret the law and so forth. And the Uber driver at this point has not signaled that he is going to appeal his firing. But the question is the Uber driver a hero or a zero? Who was right in this? Was he right to drop her off in the middle of nowhere at a gas station and leave her there? Was he right to refuse to take her to an abortion clinic? Was it any of his business? Is he hired just to take her to wherever she wants to go? Or was he standing up for his pro-life convictions? And if you're following, if you've heard this story, and if you follow it in the media, it depends on who you read, he is either a wonderful hero, Lila Rose, who is very well known in the pro-life area, tweeted this Uber driver is a hero. Does anyone have contact for him? We'd love to help him and support him and connect him with legal representation. Others are calling him every name imaginable. He's a coward. He's a zealot. He put this woman in jeopardy. He put her in an unsafe condition. Where they went was none of his business. He was hired just to, you know, anyway. So the opinion are pretty much either hero or zero. And I'm wondering from you, if you were in this man's place and you were an Uber driver, and maybe some of you are. I have several friends that are now Uber drivers. I have several retired pastor friends who are now driving for Uber. Was this man standing up for his pro-life biblical convictions and absolutely right? Or was he putting this woman in a dangerous position? Was Uber right to fire him for refusing to deliver her to the destination that she desired? Give me a call. Let's talk about it. I'm coming up on the bottom of the hour break. Serious. Give me a call. What do you think? See, a hero or a zero? 877-BOB-LIVE is the number. 877-262-5483. Now, again, those of you in Florida listening in Tampa, that's not the number that you're accustomed to, but it'll work. 877-BOB-LIVE. Ohio, Florida, or wherever you're listening, 877-262-5483.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.